What's
Hi.
up?
How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Nice. What's everyone up to right now?
Working.
What time is it there for you right now?
It is 5:30 in the beautiful state of California.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah.
Tammy's hopping along. How's everyone week so far?
I feel like this is a very fast week at work, very slow week at work. I don't know about all the rest of y'all, but I feel like Thanksgiving came a little bit later, so I have less time in between this break and my next break. So my teams are just cramming everything we can in the next 2 weeks. But I don't know, I like to work under fire, so I'm hoping that this will be a nice quick 3 weeks before our next break. I feel like I'm one of those spoiled kids that has a break for Thanksgiving and then I break for the holidays, and then I'll see everyone in the new year.
Nice. Yeah.
It's nice to get the schedules back in line.
Agreed, dude. 100%. Yeah, the holidays are fun, but man, they disrupt a lot. Like they're
Oh.
so needed, they're so fun, but it really does put a kink in all of it. What up, Over? We'll wait another minute or two to see who else hops on here. Omar, how you doing tonight, man?
Good. My workout was like it felt longer, but it was really good. The rowing I really enjoyed.
We'd like to hear. I'll wait another, I don't know, another minute or so, and then we'll dive into wins. We'll see who else hops on. Kimberly, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, are those blue light blockers?
No, they're regular glasses.
I thought I could see a tint on them that looked like the blue light blockers.
No.
Nice. All right, y'all, let's dive in. We'll see who, if anyone hops in, we'll just hop in a little bit late. Let's start with wins. I want three of them, so let's see if we can get three wins from the last time we talked till tonight. What do y'all got for me?
I'm happy to go first. I think I put this in the chat, but I haven't smoked pot in about a month, maybe a little over a month. This is a habit that I've had for about 23 years. It just got to a point where I knew it was a problem. It was impacting a lot of everything. It was impacting my sleep. It's been impacting how I breathe. It's been impacting how I work out. I can just feel it. And it's made a huge difference in even just the last month, just I'm not as cloudy. I think when I wake up in the morning, I'm way more alert because I used to smoke to help me sleep at night and realize what a myth that really was. Now I don't feel groggy in the mornings, get up on time. I feel like I'm getting stuff done at the end of the day, also, like making my lunch. I had this goal of like, I want to stop eating at work. So I want to be someone who prepares their own stuff. And I would see other people doing it. I'm like, why am I not doing that? It's because I'd be like high on the couch and just too lazy to do stuff. So, like, this has really sort of set me up in my meal prep, getting ready, going to bed on time, coming into work like ready to go, and not having to take like an hour to get settled and going and stuff like that. So I felt like that was a big, huge win, and it's I think actually helping get through workouts with more intention. Like I'm not dragging ass, so to speak. Like it's just like I feel way more content, way more solid. Yeah, it not to say it feels a little cleaner, but the air feels a little cleaner now. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that as a big ass one for me.
Oh man, that's so cool to hear, bro. You said as well, it's been a month now, right?
It's been a little over a month. I'd say like a month and a couple of days. Tomorrow or like the next couple of days will be a big test. It's been nice not being around the folks that used to do it. So I've got like a big group friend hangout where that's usually what they do. Since I'm not really a drinker, that one's easy for me, but it was, this is a 23-year habit that I'm breaking. So not to say that this is going to be a huge test this week, but it's going to be a huge test. However, I did reach out preemptively to a couple of the folks that are in that group and was like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Please support me. Like, don't ask me to do it. Don't like offer it to me. Don't be like, oh, hey, it's just tonight. Like, don't offer me alternatives. Don't give me like, oh, you're not smoking, but here's a gummy. So a couple of them have been put on notice to help support me in this, and one person is a sober person in the group. So I'm hoping that that will sort of translate in like getting over these first initial hurdles so that it becomes easier to just ignore it or say no or just
Yeah.
not fall into that trap of like, oh, it's going to be this one time, or oh, it's just because this is what we socially do together. So
That's so cool. That's actually exactly what I was gonna say, is go ahead and tell them that you're sober and you're trying to do the whole thing. So that's awesome, man. Dude, huge kudos, bro.
thank you.
It's a big win. What else we got, you guys? Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. For me, I've had moments where when I was either planning to go for a workout or I was there were times when I was felt like I don't think I'll go at this time, or I kept kind of almost there was a bit of a press procrastination. And then when I was there, as there were times I felt like I don't know if I'll be able to finish, but I was like, no, I gotta finish this. I gotta finish this, and I managed to finish, like, all the workouts. There were times I felt a bit of slight pain here and there, and I readjusted to that. But besides that, everything worked out. And also, this particular week, I did manage to pretty much cut out all the bad foods. That there were times when I was, rewarding myself. I would tell myself that, okay, I'll reward it if I do good. But now that it's like I'm actively just like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna head home. I'm just gonna have something that I've already prepared, or have something ready. So yeah, for me, it's mainly that.
That's awesome, man. Dude, nice work, bro. Yeah. There are times in a workout where you're like, I don't think I'm gonna finish this. This is real.
There were a few of them. I looked at it, and I said, I'm not sure. I don't think I can do this. And I was like, okay, let me just give it a shot. And then when I tried it, and some were a bit too heavy, but some were just, I was like, no, I think I can do this. So I went past it and went to another exercise. And right after, I felt like, oh, this was good. I achieved something that felt really good at that moment.
That's really cool, dude. Heck yeah, good job, bro. All right, ladies, one more. Who wants to share their win? Or we can do both. Since we only got four people, we can do both. So whoever wants to go next can go.
So I'm so glad you said that, Omar, because that makes me so much better. But I think my big wins was just I had so much going on this past week and weekend, and I traveled like over 20 hours driving myself and my toddler to see family, but I managed to do all the workouts. I just did them.
Let's go.
Yeah. Like, I booked a hotel that had a gym, and it was just like, and I booked it like for that reason. I was like, no, I'm gonna like intentionally get this done. I'm gonna set my kid up with the show in the corner, like, I'm gonna make it happen. And I did. So yeah, I was like really proud of myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm capable. I knew I was capable, but
That's really cool. Yeah, it's tough with a kid. Yeah, like, but you put a TV show on and you're like, all right, let's send it.
It's the best babysitter out there. Paw Patrol.
That's awesome. Well, good job. Heck yeah. All right, Kimberly, you're new to the group, so.
Hi. Yeah, I do. Hi. Nice to meet everybody. I just started yesterday, so I'd say so far so good. I'm having trouble with like sleeping due to stress and stuff with work and personal stuff, so I don't know if anybody has tips. I know working out helps for sure. But otherwise, everything's going good. So far, so good.
I'm probably the most stressed out person you'll ever meet. So we'll talk.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all definitely connect for real. Let's dive into questions though. If you guys do have any questions, we can go into sleep one. We can go any way you all want to go with it. Any questions y'all have, we can dive into something.
I think I'll go ahead and start because I'm not sure how long I can last. Oh. But I'm not able to like make it to the gym all the time to do like to have all the equipment. So like I know I messaged you earlier about like dumbbells and kettlebells and like the best things to purchase for that. But like I didn't know if you had any more insight or if you wanted to share it with everybody if they have the same issues. Like I'm also staying on a very like isolated farm in Michigan for the winter. And like the closest gym is probably, well, it's maybe 15 minutes away, which isn't bad, but like when it's snowing, like it is now, it's like I'm not driving anywhere. And I also have my child and not every place has childcare. So I'm like trying to like manage in all of that and like make sure that I get the most out of the workouts and like lift as heavy as possible. So yeah, any tips or tricks for that when you just don't have the equipment available? Like I'm probably going to be snowed in quite often, so I want to prepare myself with like the best things to purchase so I don't have excuses.
Yeah, so I actually have a video coming out on this. It's really tough to do to elicit a strength response with light dumbbells and kettlebells. You still can, it's just tougher. So a few ways you can do it. With the upper body, you want it to be more unilateral lifting, which is already going to be it's going to happen because if you hold dumbbell in one arm and you're shoulder pressing, that's unilateral. So that's kind of solves that. For the lower body, it gets a little tricky because we do things like deadlifts and squatting and hold, like holding one kettlebell and doing goblet squats. It's great for your body. It's just not a very good strength stimulus. So the first thing would be if you can have two of the same weight, that adds weight, that's good. Also, add tempo to the movement. So slow your squat down to like a really, really, really slow and just make it very challenging. That tempo work is super helpful, but you can also up the volume. So, like, let's just say it's a set of eight squats with a barbell. Maybe you go to like 24, like you triple the weight or you triple the number. So now you're getting more total volume. And again, it's not going to be the same, but you can still get a great stimulus out of it. So you can kind of play around with, I'm going to do a set of, let's just say 15 or 16 reps with a nice slow tempo. And then maybe you do a set of normal reps. 15 or 16. You know what I mean? Like you can get creative with it, but that's gonna be your like a really big help as adding tempo. The next thing with the lower body, switching to like single leg. So let's just say instead of squatting, figure out a way to do like single leg squats or add in more step ups or add in more lunges. Anything that's gonna be just that single leg because now we're taking that total weight from being bilateral to lateral. It makes it harder on the legs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know that sounds a little bit overwhelming, and
I'm
you can
trying.
pull from that kettlebell belt program I sent.
Yeah.
But just know in your head for the lower body, I need to do more single leg work, lunges, step ups, Kozak squats, things like that that are going to be more challenging on each. And then add in some tempo work, and also up the volume. Those are three things to play around.
Okay, so if it's like 8 reps, I could probably do like 16.
Yeah, or even more. If you get to 16 and you're like, that was good, but it just don't feel it enough, add some more reps.
Right, like the point is to be like go to exhaustion, right?
Yeah,
So
that's actually a great way to put it. You want to go more to exhaustion, dumbbells and kettlebells.
like buckling out.
Correct. Yeah. That will up the intensity of it and you'll get a lot more out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And also text me whenever you're in that situation. If you have questions about it, I'll be happy to help. And you can also pull from that program I sent you. I tried to do that in that program.
Okay.
Really helpful. And I'll send that to all you guys too. I'll just put it in the group so you guys have access to it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to prepare because I can already like foresee that it might be an issue. And I was like, well, if I'm going to buy stuff, like what should I buy? Like, how can I prepare myself to still get the most out of the workouts that you've programmed? Yeah, and not miss out on that because.
Yeah, for you, if you can get 225s and 235s for either kettlebells or dumbbells, either or, that would be you'd be in a good spot. You can do
Okay.
that.
Okay, perfect. That was my big question, I think. Still struggling with the protein, but
That
I'll
was a
get.
great question.
That
I
is,
was thinking that this, I was thinking the same thing. That was awesome.
yeah, that's a, that is a fantastic question, because it is really tricky. Like it's almost, it's an entirely different design and approach and program when it comes to just using kettlebells and dumbbells. It can be very challenging. So yeah, that's a fantastic question.
Mommy. Yay.
What's up, Addison? How you doing, bro?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, bro. Right now we shared wins to start. Right now we're just doing some Q&A. So if you've got any questions lined up, you can fire them away, bro.
Nothing yet. I think the wind was getting the two kids down to bed, so we're listening here. That's
Totally get that.
the best win of the day.
What other questions y'all got for me? If anyone has anything else.
I'm trying to move to morning workouts, and I'm just curious, is there like right today I'm going to end up working out after work, and that's it is what it is, but I tend to when I work out in the afternoons it keeps me up later. It's harder for me to go to sleep, and I don't know if it's just because I'm if I have more energy like as soon as I work out in the afternoons, and I'm just curious, is there a benefit in working out in the mornings? Like, does that actually create greater results if you can work out in the mornings as opposed to the like afternoons and evenings?
No, I think it's very subjective. I think it's based on each person. I personally, if I had a perfect world right now, I'm working out about 5:30 every morning. I really enjoy that, and I like getting done, and I just feel fresh for the day. And it doesn't seem to dampen my strength, and I just feel good. But some people are like, that's just not happening. I cannot get moving in the morning. They'd like to work out in the evenings. I don't think it matters either way. I think as long as you get your training in, you're good to go. Yeah, I get that question a lot actually. Because I think there's like this stigma around like, you got to get up early and you got to get after it, get moving and this, that, and the other. It's like, yeah, maybe. But like, I think as long as you're getting your stuff done, that's okay.
I'm just gonna add something to that. Even in the past week, I tried a whole variation of times. I literally went at 5 a.m. I went in the afternoon around like 11 a.m., then 12, and then they're at 6, and then even at almost 8 p.m. at one time. And to me, it was just more related to how my day I need to plan it as. So when I went in the morning, I felt like I had the rest of the day. I can manage it pretty well. When my day earlier was a bit too busy, I ended up going a bit later. So it's more like adjustment. It really matters to everyone and how their day's going. So
Yeah, I would second that as well, for sure. Yeah, great question though, man. I'm glad you asked that. What else y'all got? Anything you guys think of? If not, I want to hit on the sleep thing actually, that Kimberly brought up earlier. And actually, how about Tammy? You, how about we talk that through right now? What have you found to be helpful for you as you've been extremely stressed?
Oh, you're on mute.
Okay. What was the question again?
So, going back to Kimberly's question about sleep,
The sleep?
yeah, you had mentioned that you found some success with that, or you've tried some different things. I'm curious what you found success with.
With sleep?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure. He's following me around. It's like every time.
Totally get it.
You know, like I tend with when it comes to sleep, it usually has to do with like racing thoughts and stuff. So like I tend to journal a lot. And I'm a real essential oil guru. So I use a lot, yeah. I do a lot of like I'll use frankincense actually. That
Okay.
seems to help, but like it's more of like calming the nervous system for me
Yeah.
than it is anything else. Which
Okay. That's helpful.
that's what like I do the oils and I do like the journaling and like Epsom salt baths. Have you ever tried that?
I have,
Those knock me out.
yeah.
Knock me out.
They don't have that effect on me. And I've tried like sleep gummies and stuff like that, like regular sleep gummies. And yeah, they just make me like have really wicked dreams. And then like I can't fall back asleep like after I wake up. So it's weird.
You know, there's also a, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with Huberman, Andrew Huberman. So he's a very, very well-known neuroscientist. He's kind of blown up over the past. But he mentioned magnesium threonine, the THR threonine.
Yeah.
Being better than like a normal magnesium because it's the only type of magnesium that can break the blood-brain barrier and actually force your brain to start calming those racing thoughts and start to getting into a relaxing state. Could be something to play around with. So magnesium threonine, do some journaling. I like to read sometimes, like before bed. I've noticed that like I'm 5 pages in and I'm like dozing off and I just, you know, I literally throw the book down, turn the light off, pass out. You can play around with that too. Yeah. Or sauna. Oh, do you have access to a sauna?
I do not.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Find a gym with a sauna.
If you can, okay. Well, you can get access to a sauna in the evenings.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely do the magnesium thing. Just I think also too, like for women, magnesium is like 100% something we absolutely need. Not just for sleep, but like all the things, hormonal recovery and whatnot. So if you don't take magnesium regularly at night, like get on that.
Okay, cool.
And I don't know where you're at with like your vitamin intake, but that's also kind of a big thing. Like you might be vitamin D deficient or something like that. And like if you're deficient in some things, like it's all going to play a role, but it's a lot of like trial and error. So, or like get with a nutritionist. Like I have a nutritionist too. So she helps me a lot with that kind of stuff.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. But reach out anytime and ask me questions. I have a lot of health people in my contacts. So I can help you out.
Very cool. Thanks.
Sleep's one of those things. It's so important. You get your sleep in order and it's like it feels like everything falls into place. It's crazy. But it's very frustrating when it goes away.
Yeah, piggybacking the Huberman thing too. He's huge with lights. You know, making sure devices and televisions off and, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And getting darkness at the right time, but then also waking up and resetting your circadian rhythm and making sure you get light, you know, in the morning, you know, it all cycles. As somebody that's not a morning person, you know, the red light therapy and all that stuff helped me a lot. Getting up and immediately, you know, trying to train your body into seeing sunlight and stuff, especially during the winter.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. 100% turning off all the devices at least an hour before. That's about the blue light glasses that I'm wearing. Cause they make the blue light glasses that block out the blue light, that can TVs. So it helps your brain start to relax. Yeah. So getting away from devices is huge.
Big time. Oh, another thing I just remembered, I just tried this because I was traveling a ton with my son and like staying different places almost every other night. And what really worked was earplugs and eye masks. And I never really used that before. I never thought it was necessary, but like that was a game changer.
Okay.
For me. Because it's like you just start to like, you kind of fall asleep to your own breath. At first, it's annoying and you feel like your ears are muffled, but then like you're falling asleep to like the sound of your own breathing. And then the eye mask shuts out like all light. And it is like, the light sensitivity thing is like so true. Like I love to wake up to like the sun shining, but a lot of the experts say that like you should have blackout curtains or you should sleep with an eye mask. Like, so yeah, I would try and that's like so cheap and an easy fix, like earplugs and eye mask. Do it for a week and see how you feel.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I actually never thought about not falling asleep with noise. I don't know if that's a weird thing. I sleep with like brown noise. Like it has to be brown noise like all the time. Right. So, I mean, even like I'll try that tonight, not sleeping with noise and making sure all the lights. Actually, I have a nightlight. So I'll try all of that.
Turn all, like darkness.
Okay.
But yeah, if you can get yourself like just earplugs. I loved it. It really worked.
I used to get made fun of in college because I had earplugs. I would kind of go to bed when I was in my freshman dorm because it was so loud.
Yeah.
Make fun of me because I was the only one trying to go to bed at like 9 and they were all running around crazy.
Right.
They work. They definitely work.
Yeah, it works. Awesome.
Yeah, hopefully that's helpful for you. We're going to have to follow up on that. What else you guys got for me? Any other questions? Anything about training, nutrition, supplements? Anything to be helpful? You don't have to. The invitation's open.
Well, just jumping in, what supplements are you on? I mean, obviously, I'm day one of this, so. What are your essential, especially with getting started?
Yeah, actually, great question. I've made a video for this week as well. I keep it super. I take a protein supplement, I take creatine, and I take a green supplement. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, now, there's a lot of other stuff that is good. Like, there's, you can take, like, molecular hydrogen for, like, neutralizing free radicals. You can take mushroom powder. You can take all sorts of different things, and they're great. But I think for essentials, you start there with creatine, protein, and greens. That checks a lot of the boxes. Creatine's a fantastic supplement. It doesn't make you all like bloated and massive. It's actually a fantastic nootropic, so it's good for your brain. It upregulates your ATP production. You just feel better in your workouts, and it does make you feel stronger as well. Protein, so you just make sure you're recovering well, and then a green supplement, you hit all your micronutrients. I mean, for me, that checks the boxes. So
that's Do you prefer the powdered creatine, or I mean, I've got the gummies, but I just don't feel the effect of the powder. Is it kind of?
You know, I don't know if there's any sort of study that says one's better than the other. I've always used a powder, like the creatine. That's what I've used, and I've noticed that to be really effective. I'll put it in my coffee in the morning. I digest really well with coffee, like hot water. So like I'll do that in the mornings. And
yeah, I've been about 2 months of those create little chewable creatine gummies, and they're tasty, but they definitely don't have the, I mean, I guess remembering taking creatine when I was younger, it had a little bit of that pre-workout kind of ampness to it, I would guess. And these just taste like a multivitamin almost. You don't really get that, you know, effect right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think if you're taking that protein and greens, you're good. Start there, dial that in, and then like trickle things in. If you want to add in like a mushroom powder or even like a cacao powder in your coffee or something that's really, really good, things like that, be good. It's a great question, though. I'm glad. Anything else, you guys?
What are you guys using for like a sugar supplement? So I'm not using sugar. I don't put sugar in my coffee anymore, but I've been compensating with a lot of honey. Well, I don't say a lot of honey, but with honey. And this is the first time, this is the first time I've ever had to count macros in my life. And I thought that I was a relatively healthy eater, but I'm noticing I'm blowing my sugars like way the hell out there. Somehow today my cholesterol went through the roof, so did the sodium. I'm like not sure where all of this is coming from. I know that's because I ate something that I didn't make today. But are y'all I put basically honey in my Greek yogurt. I'll put honey in my coffee if I'm feeling like I can't do a black that day. But is there any other, I guess, like, are people using agave? Is that less in the sugar department? Or I'm trying to stay away from just refined sugars in general, but I tend to have a sweet tooth. I don't have like the need to go eat donuts, and I don't need to have dessert every day, but I want to have something that's a little bit tastier than just knockback Greek yogurt.
Right. Yeah. No, I only use honey whenever I sweeten something. I don't know if you guys have another alternative.
I know my protein powder has a lot of sugar, so I'm trying to stay away from that specific mix. Like, I'm moving away from what I was traditionally using because I think that's where it started to blow me out the water. And I was like, all right, I'm going to cut back on that one and just stick to having, like, I don't know, just protein bites on deck or like eggs or that yogurt so that I can kind of keep some of that down. I think I'm starting to realize, like today or the other day, I had an apple and a banana in my Greek yogurt, and all of a sudden I'd already used up all my sugars. And I thought, what the hell am I supposed to eat?
Yeah.
I'm running out of food.
Tammy, that was a good suggestion. Monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Car.
Yeah, I think that would actually be a really great alternative to honey for you. Try that. Keeping the like carbs down. That could be really helpful. Because just to be clear, I like to use carb or honey because I'm still consuming a lot of carb, training a lot. So it's very different than what I would tell you guys to do, right? With the amount of carbs you're taking on a daily basis. So yeah, finding alternatives like monk fruit, that's a fantastic idea.
Tammy coming in with all these wins today. Dang, girl.
All right.
Love that.
Yeah, what other questions do you guys got? I'll take over, Kyle. You have something else to do?
Dates. We love some dates. I love bacon wrap dates.
Yeah. You can also do dates with like almond butter and then like drizzle like dark chocolate on it and like sea salt, and it literally tastes like a Snickers.
Gosh.
Exactly like a Snickers.
That's dangerous.
But it's like all, you know, like almond butter and like 70% dark chocolate.
That's awesome. Dark chocolate's very good.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that my can of tuna had 33 grams of protein in it.
There you go.
Easy.
So that's been my go-to these days just for like a snack.
Yeah. Easy win.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I was like, 33 grams? And I actually like it? Like,
and not to be that guy, but are you just eating it? Are you just like eating it just straight tuna? Are you adding like mayonnaise, celery, onions?
I'll do like a tablespoon of mayonnaise. I don't overdo it. Which I'll probably end up just opting out of it eventually. But right now it's just like easing into it. And then I'll do pickles. Like, I'll cut up my own pickles so I don't use like the relish.
A little wasabi.
It was funny.
No.
McConaughey's got a can.
He does. Yeah.
I was looking at that the other day. It's good too. I tried it out.
Yeah, that like blew up. He posted it.
Oh yeah. All right.
Hey, that world. McConaughey's awesome.
Yeah, and then the Greek yogurt, like you had mentioned last or a few weeks ago, Kyle, you mentioned that, and I was like, I went out literally and bought like all the tuna and all the Greek yogurt, and I was like, well, it's not always what I want to eat, but like, I'm just like, well, I gotta eat this protein for the day.
The easiest.
Yeah.
Beans.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's another one.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's a tough one to sell to people, you know? It's like, the truth is, it does kind of suck sometimes. But it does kind of suck a lot of times, you know? And so you tread that line of like, look, there's definitely a balance, but at the end of the day, F it, I want this change and it's going to suck and I'm going to deal with it. Like, that's it. That's just kind of the hard road. Like, I get overwhelmed sometimes thinking about, man, the rest of my life. Yeah, it is.
Wait, like, did you say you cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got cut out.
But I get overwhelmed sometimes thinking like, man, for the rest of my life, I have to work out and it's going to be really hard. It's like, yep, it is. Because, like, truth, there's no such thing as maintaining. And you guys know, you run businesses, you have jobs, whatever. It's like, there is no maintaining. You're either getting better, you're getting worse. So in order for it to get better, it has to be hard. It has to be challenging. And if it's not, you're going backwards. So it's like, well, all right.
But you should look at it like you get to do that, you know, like change your mindset.
And you're right. Like free framing it 100%. And like, this is an opportunity. Because you think about it. There's actually a guy who came into the restaurant at night. He was in a wheelchair and like a scooter. So like really messed up. I don't know what was going on, but I thought about that to myself. I was like, man, if I lost the ability to walk, squat, move, run, it would be devastating.
Yeah.
And it was a very profound moment for me of like, man, this, I have little to complain about. So that was good for me. All right. Well, if y'all don't have any other questions.
I have one. I wanted to ask, like, for one of my workouts, I had a bit of a shoulder pain, and I thought, okay, you know, if I relax and work out the next day, somewhere it'll go away. And the next day, I did feel that same lingering pain. Like, I don't know how to put the question, like how to overcome that, or how that weakness of a particular body part that feels weak. And sometimes, you know, you have that kind of pain, or sometimes I don't think it's the workout. It's more like one body part is weaker, like one shoulder is weaker than the other. And then you have that kind of pain, and then you go to the next day to see, okay, you know, then it still feels like it's I don't know if I'm putting the question right.
No, you're good. So, which shoulder is it?
It's the left one. That's the weak one.
Okay. And what kind of pain was it? Like, how would you describe it?
So the first workout that I did, I think it was a warm up that I was doing, and it got to a point where it felt like it was almost like a traveling pain that felt all down towards the arm. And then I went and did the other exercises, making sure that I'm not overdoing anything. And then the next day which was actually today, and I was trying to do an exercise that was somewhat related to it. And all of a sudden I felt like the same pain that I had yesterday. It was not as bad, but it felt like it felt like it was either here, but then it felt all the way to the whole arm.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if I'm pretty sure it's not the exercise or it's not my form. It has to do something with it was my accident that I had. It reminded me of that accent because I thought I broke my bone somewhere here, but the bone broke somewhere on the top. So it gave me that same sensation. So,
yeah. And which exercise were you doing where you felt it? Do you remember like which one?
I think I put it in the comments when I was doing the exercises. I don't remember it at the moment.
So if you press overhead or if you press horizontally, do you feel it?
It's not horizontal. It was mostly like it's a bit overhead. It's whenever it has to rotate a little bit, then I feel it. It's also sometimes I hear a little like a pop or like something like that, which I don't usually hear on this one. So which it was the problem since the accident, but it's the pain that I had to kind of I was a bit confused, like why am I feeling that? Am I overdoing something or?
Okay. So pressing overhead, do you feel it? What if you go lighter? Do you feel it when you go really light? Like if you just press right now with your arm body weight, do you feel it painful?
No, not at all.
So whenever you add load, you probably
it's usually with the load. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. So I think for you, what will be really beneficial is let's keep it light enough to where you're not feeling that pain or very minimal. Go through the range of motion very controlled. And I want you to send me some videos of you pressing or do whatever exercise you do or have done where you're feeling the pain. I want you to send me some videos because I actually analyze it and see what's going on. Because it sounds like what you're experiencing referral pain, you know, like something's going on here, but you're feeling it down your arm. So it's got some referral pain. It could be some nerve damage in there. Something's going on. It sounds like a little bit of rotator cuff. So there could be some simple exercises we can give you to start adding in to strengthen that rotator cuff, go through some range of motion. It could be very, very, could be a very simple fix, but it might just take a little while for it to get back to feeling 100%.
Yeah. I remember you told me that to go a bit lighter on this shoulder compared to the other, but especially when I'm doing the exercise, I don't want to like change the weight on the two shoulders. I usually want to keep them the same, just as much as I can lift here. And then I would do the same on the other one. So that's what I've been doing so far, but okay. I'll record my exercise whenever I feel like there's a problem. So.
Yeah. I'd like to see a video of what's going on there. If we can tweak anything. Also, whenever you're pressing, especially with dumbbells, unless I think for you, we stay away from the barbell for a little bit, but when you're pressing with dumbbells, adjust with your wrist, like where you're starting. So like, let's just say you're doing shoulder press and you're used to pressing right here. Maybe try pressing from right here. Sometimes just that little switch makes a huge difference, right? You can even meet somewhere here, like just a little bit different of a starting point makes a difference. Same with the bench press. Like instead of the wrist always being here, maybe it needs to go straight neutral or maybe just slightly turn or whatever. Like just little minor tweaks that allow you to do the movement and not feel pain. That can be beneficial.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to test it around for see. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets really bad. So I did tear my rotator cuff last year and had to go through a lot of PT. If I know I'm going to be lifting heavy or if that's what the workouts call or if it's new movements, I definitely make sure to do a lot of band work beforehand before I get into these bigger lifts to warm up and lubricate the shoulders instead of going in super cold. And then what Kyle said, like adjusting the grips has made all the difference in the world in like not overstraining like the certain muscle groups, because I never had surgery on it, so I could very well further my tear, but we're doing everything we can to like not do that. So like those tips are what helped me get to lifting back what I was lifting before I tore my rotator cuff.
Yeah, all the warm-up stuff, like the band stuff is huge. Lots of external rotator work. Yeah. I'll send you a list of some exercises to throw in there. That'll be
really okay. Cool. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And that's actually a good plug. So I had a conversation with a guy today who I want to bring on. He's going to be like our movement specialist. And so what I'd like to do is once I have him on is give you guys a session with him of like a functional movement screen and have you guys go through a whole assessment and make sure you're moving right. If there's anything going on, give you like a prescription, some exercises to add in. That'll be really, really helpful for you guys. That way we're not, the last thing you want to do is get 2 months in and then hurt yourself and you're like, well, crap. Like, what do I do now? So I think that'll be really good for y'all. Anything else, you guys? All right. Well, if you guys do have anything, feel free to either shoot me a text or put it in the group. I'm happy to answer and respond and help in any way. But if not, y'all enjoy your night. And we're going to
get
back to training tomorrow.
Tomorrow, one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you guys. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.